Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and today we are blessed again to be joined by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. And today we're going to be talking about kitchen gardening, rejuvenate with sprouts, the ABCs of sprouts, and growing them in your kitchen. And as you may know, Dr. Susan has joined us monthly now for some time. And just to reiterate, she's had 30 years as faculty at UCLA on how to be healthy and fit. She also is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. And she travels internationally as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. But she's also the author of over 30 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Be the Change, and Choose to Thrive. And now, the latest book that she's introducing is Kitchen Gardening. So I just want to welcome you to our show today, Dr. Susan. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Dr. Carla. And this is one of my all-time favorite topics. I learned about sprouting when I was a teenager from my grandmother. She taught me how to grow sprouts. And ever since, it's been my passion. And I'm always growing sprouts in my kitchen, but I've also traveled around the world giving workshops and talks about the healing power of beautiful living sprouts. And even if you don't grow them in your kitchen, you should be familiar with them because most supermarkets have them for sale now.
Right. And, you know, this is so exciting that we can grow these at home. I'm really excited to be able to have this conversation because, first tell us, what are the benefits of sprouts? What are the health benefits that we gain from eating sprouts?
Yes. Well, they're rich in fiber. And in fact, I know I'm sort of getting ahead of myself, but just the process of sprouting increases the nutritional content as the sprouts grow. For example, the vitamin C in a sprouted pea increases eightfold in 4 days. The vitamin B complex in sprouted wheat increases sixfold, and the vitamin E increases threefold in just 4 days of sprouting. So it's got lots of vitamins and minerals and fiber and enzymes, and it's a living food. And I know those people listening who like to eat a lot of raw foods,
right,
already know about sprouts. But so those that don't, just know these are remarkable gifts of God. They're pure, fresh, nutrient-rich. They're alive with their vital force intact. And I say that if you want healing and optimum health and vitality, then you want to make sprouts, which is really the food for the future, part of your healthy kitchen and lifestyle.
And it's as simple as just putting this on a sandwich, right?
Well, yes. For example, you can make onion sprouts, garlic sprouts, radish, alfalfa, red clover, broccoli sprouts. Anywhere you'd use lettuce, you could use sprouts. I put them in my smoothies, like alfalfa sprouts and red clover. I juice them. The bean sprouts I use in sautés. You'll love this, I take garbanzo beans and I just germinate them overnight, which means you soak them, and I let them grow little tails for 2 days. This is all in the book. And then I take those beautiful, raw, germinated garbanzo beans and I put them in the blender with a little bit of raw tahini, that's sesame seed paste, maybe some fresh lemon juice, maybe a little garlic, whatever herbs I want, maybe roasted red peppers, whatever flavor I want or color, and I make beautiful, delicious raw food hummus that is miles and miles better than what you buy in a supermarket that's always heated and pasteurized. And it just takes a few seconds to make after you've grown the garbanzo beans into little sprouts for 2 days.
Now, do you keep the bean with the sprout when you put that into the
yes.
smoothie?
Oh, yes, yes,
okay.
yes.
Okay. Yes. So tell us a little bit. The book, again, I want to mention this real quick, is Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts. It's available on Amazon.com and also on Dr. Susan's website, right?
That's right. You can get an autographed copy there.
Okay. And that's www.susansmithjones.com. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And this is just so exciting because you not only explain all of the different benefits, but you have recipes in there that people cannot use. So I think that, you know, if you're looking, raw foods has been such the buzzword too, raw food dieting, or just, you know, healing your life with raw foods, that this would be one easy way, right, to incorporate
it. Yes, you and I have done a whole show on just raw foods.
Right.
And, you know, I always like to say, think about it this way. With a little air and water, and like a jar, I like to use a glass jar, but you can use different kinds of containers, but a little glass jar takes up about 4 inches of space. You watch as this new life emerges as if by magic from this little dormant seed. So then you have this vibrant life bursting forth with energy, and the little tiny size of, say, an alfalfa or a red clover seed definitely belies that extraordinary activity that takes place while growing. And for literally a few minutes spread out over a handful of days and a cost to you of pennies, you get this delicate shoot that proceeds to provide the most vital food imaginable.
So,
and I'm, you know, you and I are both into superfoods. We've got blueberries and walnuts and
right.
kale.
Yeah.
And these are all good raw foods, but nothing is quite like a sprout, which is still living. Because when you eat a sprout, you know, like kale has been cut out of the ground,
right.
the kale. And so it's in your refrigerator, but the sprouts are still growing. So you're receiving the plant's peak nutrition when nature has mobilized all of the nutriment to bring forth for a mature plant. And, like, look at broccoli. If you wanted to grow broccoli in your backyard, it would take about 77 days.
Mm-hmm.
But in 3 to 4 days, you can grow beautiful broccoli sprouts, and 1/4 cup, according to a recent study at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, 1/4 cup, that's not that much, of broccoli sprouts every day will cut the risk of cancer by 50%.
Now,
so
that's phenomenal.
You don't need to eat cups and cups of sprouts. You just need a little bit every day.
Okay, so can we quick tell our listeners how they would make broccoli sprouts? I'm really interested in this.
Okay.
You take, yeah.
So, and it would be the same for alfalfa or red clover. So I'll quickly go through a simple process.
Okay.
Let's say you're using a glass jar as the vehicle. So you take your glass jar that and a sprouting jar with a little mesh thing on top, a screen, so you can put water in and out of it without losing the seeds. So you measure about 2 tablespoons of broccoli seeds and discard any twigs or stones. And then into that jar, you fill it 3/4 full. Let's say it's a quart jar, all right?
Mm-hmm.
3/4 full with room temperature water. And you swirl it around or take a long wooden spoon. And you pour off any UFOs. Who knew we'd be talking about this? Those are those unidentified floating objects. Some of the little seeds float to the top. These might be infertile, so I discard them. And I repeat this rinsing process 2 or 3 times till the water appears clear and free of any UFOs. And then after that last drain, you fill the jar one more time, and you've covered it, of course, with a screen top so it gets some air in, and you just leave it out overnight. And this is what I call the one-night stand, because you're standing the jar up overnight, and while you're sleeping, your sprouts will be waking up. And when you wake up in the morning, you drain off that water, you rinse the water in one more time, and then you take that drain and put it on an angle. You can buy little sprout stands. You can get a little kit where you get a jar and a little stand. So the jar's on about a 45-degree angle, so that the sprouts, as they grow, aren't sitting in any leftover water. It keeps dripping out. And then I usually cover that jar with a clean dish towel for about 2 to 3 days. And then after the third day, and you're just rinsing. What does it take? 30 seconds to rinse twice a day.
Okay, so I have a couple questions. Now, initially, where are we getting the broccoli seeds? From
well,
a broccoli
you
stalk?
Can get them. They're all places online. You can go to your local health food store.
Okay.
I get them at my local co-op here in Santa Monica. I checked Whole Foods just recently.
Just like seeds that you would grow broccoli? This is what we're using as seeds like what we would use to grow broccoli?
Well, they're different kind of seeds. You want to get sprouting seeds.
Sprouting seeds.
You also want to make sure that they're organic.
Right.
Because you want to make sure that your harvest is beautiful, organic sprouts.
And then we're filling that initial jar, glass jar, to the top with the seeds initially?
No. Just about two tablespoons of the seeds.
Okay.
And I have a chart in my book that shows you how long you soak them overnight and how many days you want to rinse and how many times a day you want to rinse. Like with beans and garbanzo beans, when I use them for the raw hummus, I rinse them 3 or 4 times a day. With broccoli, alfalfa, and red clover sprouts, I just rinse them twice a day.
Okay.
And on the third day, that dish towel comes off, and you just expose the jar to indirect light. And before your eyes, the process of the photosynthesis and the chlorophyll, they turn green, and within 4 to 5 days you have a complete quart jar filled with broccoli sprouts.
Which is what, you know, these can be expensive in the store. So if you can just make these on your own at home, how wonderful, and have them there. What are some of your favorite dishes to use sprouts in? Other than the smoothie and the hummus we've talked about,
yes.
Are there other ways that you
always
really like?
Salads for sure.
Okay. You know,
because sometimes I'll have a whole sprout salad. Sometimes I'll just add sprouts to my normal many vegetables in the salad. They're great on sandwiches just to replace lettuce. They're wonderful that way. And you can take the bean sprouts that you often see in Chinese food, and you can saute those. I often put sprouts in, like if I make muffins and bread, I sprout my grains and I make beautiful sprouted bread. And I actually cook it, not in my oven, but in my food dehydrator. It doesn't go over 106 degrees, so I can make beautiful sprouted bread that's still considered uncooked.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, when you buy sprouted breads at the store, you can pay so much for it, and you can make your own sprouted breads. Can you do
that in
the bread makers they have out these days, or is it traditional bread making?
Yeah, well, there's so many ways to do it.
Okay.
You know, if time is of the essence to you, you can get these bread makers, and they will pretty much do all the work.
Right. That's what and your pictures are beautiful in your new book, I have to say, and it shows everything that everyone needs to know, and you have charts, and it's just amazing. Like, for example, with lentil, you say soaking time is 8 hours, the number of times to rinse and drain per day is 3, and I mean, it's just so well detailed for people that there's, you know, people wouldn't have a problem, because I think initially people think, oh my gosh, making sprouts, how am I going to do this? And your pictures of the foods. I love the lettuce wrap, how you've done the recipe using sprouts on page 28. It's just beautiful looking foods.
I like looking at photographs. That always helps me, and not tons of text. But here's an experiment people can try. And if you like this, you've already become a kitchen gardener. Let's assume that almonds and sunflower seeds are already delicious to your taste buds. So you can soak them separately overnight in filtered water, and the next day you drain and eat them like that. And you will find, and I know you'll agree, that soaking overnight improves the taste and the digestibility. Like almonds will plump up about twice the size. They're not as hard. And during this, it's called germination process, where you wake up what's happening inside that beautiful seed or nut. It increases the nutritional value. And then in the middle of the book, I have the humor time and tips on how to make the best salads. But I give you recipes for nut milk, and I show you how to take those soaked and drained almonds and put them in a blender with some water. I'll give you all the measurements. And in 90 seconds, you blend and you have beautiful nut milk.
It's just amazing.
And it's raw.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, you've also noted a really important study from the University of Pennsylvania about vitamin C. And can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? Wheat sprouts and the 700% in just the first, 72 hours of sprouting of vitamin C content? I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yes, and you think about wheat. Often, you know, thousands of years ago in the tombs, they put wheat in for good luck and prosperity, and this is why it's such a miracle from God that you can, thousands of years later, they've done this, you can take that wheat and you can germinate it, soak it in water overnight, and it becomes alive. And this little bitty seed, I think what I often say, what I used to say in my workshops, now I have the book, I won't be doing the sprouting workshops as much, but botanically speaking, all nuts, grains, and beans are seeds of plants, and every seed creates a new plant, and that plant creates 1,000 new seeds, and those seeds produce whole fields and forests. And it's interesting, Carla, when you look at the Bible, and I go to the wonderful Bible study tools I have, and you can put in words how many times seeds and even sprouts is mentioned in the Bible. And one of my favorite quotes, everyone knows, the Genesis 1:29, is that God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. So, God and all of his wisdom gave us these beautiful seeds.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We don't have to go out into our backyard and toil long and hard, sweating under the summer sun or the fall sun, and have to deal with insects and weeds. And you are fully assured that your harvest is organically grown, absolutely fresh, and resoundingly cheap when you grow your own sprouts in a few inches of the corner of your kitchen.
It's amazing.
Or a camper, or your office, or an RV.
Right.
You can do this anywhere.
Well, and I'm looking at the Yale University study you mentioned, and that sprouting substantially increases all the B vitamins from 20% to 600%. I'm thinking, my gosh, with all the people that take multivitamins, and there's a lot of discussion about that, this would be a wonderful way to incorporate some of the very important vitamins, because the other issue we're hearing is so many of our foods are depleted because of the way that they're farmed of the vitamins.
Yes.
So tell us
exactly. It's a phenomenal thing, and there's nothing like sprouts on planet Earth, where just the process of growing them, they become more and more nutritious, and they are so inexpensive. They're economical because a 4-ounce package, let's say of alfalfa seeds, will give you for months. A 4-ounce package will give you for months, if you eat a quarter cup a day of broccoli sprouts. They're ecological because sprouts are such nutritional powerhouses. Their food value is much higher than for most other foods per unit of production cost. So this conserves energy. It saves processing, packaging, and storage. They're toxin-free. Of course, you want to get organically grown seeds.
Right.
They're easy to store. I have all my different seeds with little labels on little glass jars in the bottom shelf of my pantry, because since higher shelves are warmer, and those seeds on one shelf will last over a year. Let's talk about calories. They're the best friend to anybody who wants to lose weight, because depending on the protein content, one fully packed cup of sprouts, if it's like alfalfa, red clover, broccoli, have about 16 calories. Things like garbanzo beans with more protein will have in one fully packed cup about 70 calories.
And
but
tell us
gives
how.
You quick energy.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was just going to ask you about, but also they're complete proteins. Will you tell our listeners a little bit about what that means?
Well, that means that they contain all of the essential amino acids that that your body requires to be healthy and fit. And not many foods on planet Earth, except the main proteins, have all of the essential amino acids. And then the best part is, unless you cook them like beans, a lot of people, like I put bean sprouts in my salads, a lot of people like to use those to saute with Chinese food. But it's, do you know, it's almost impossible to overeat raw live foods like sprouts. They are perfect weight loss foods and perfect if you want to keep your body cleansed and purified and detoxified.
Well, and your smoothie sounded so good. But also, I'm thinking of the energy. So many people feel lethargic. This would be a great pick-me-up in the mid-afternoon, wouldn't it?
It is absolutely perfect. And not all of them are bland. For example, do you like radishes?
Sure.
So you can make radish sprouts that give you that zing when you put them in a salad. There are over 30 varieties of sprouts, and you can use a glass jar. You can get a sprout kit where you have different trays, and you can stack them so you could grow three different kinds at once. Or you can get a little tray that has dividers in it. So in one little tray, you could grow two, three, or four different kinds. I always have them growing. When you harvest them, I put mine in containers or bags in my refrigerator. They don't usually last that long. However, if you've harvested them and you take them out of the jar and do the final rinse and put them in the refrigerator, if you rinse them regularly, but that never happens with me, they will last for weeks. It doesn't happen with me because I eat them up. Now, here's the thing. When you've soaked, you know how you do the germination process?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't, if you're soaking the beans, not the beans, but the seeds and nuts, don't throw out that liquid. You can use that in soups and sauces because it has lots of water-soluble vitamins and minerals. However, if you're soaking like beans, like garbanzo beans or other beans, then that water is unfit for human consumption if you wish to remain sociable and comfortably silent. But the grain and seed water is ideal for soups and sauces, and if I'm not making a soup or a sauce, I use it to water my plants.
Oh, wonderful idea. I'm going to definitely try this, Susan, because it's just exciting that you can do this in the space of your kitchen and to be able to do so many things. Yeah, and, you know, the idea, too, that you can do nut milk from some of this and make your own. I love the idea that you can make your own, and you definitely know.
First of all, it's expensive, like you said. They put other things in it. It's always heated and pasteurized, and whenever you can eat raw food, you want to do this. I have a neighbor who's 90 years young. She lives up the block. Her name's Betty, and I taught her how to grow sprouts. She loves it, and with the help of her three great-grandchildren, they're 3, 5, and 9, she makes sprouts for most of the people as gifts for most of the people in my neighborhood.
That's a wonderful idea.
I know. See, young little kids can do it. It
sure.
Doesn't matter if you are young or older or vegan or carnivore or live on an isolated island or a little junior apartment. Really, because what food can be grown indoors is harvested in 2 to 7 days, is loved by adults and children. You can do this year-round. You have fresh vegetables year-round regardless of the season. It's good cooked or raw, although more nutritional value if it's raw.
Right.
Eaten by itself or in recipes.
And the vitamin contact is the content is staggering. I can't believe how high they are in vitamin content.
I know, because you know that when you do cook any food, whether you bake, broil, fry, steam, microwave, you lose a lot of nutritional value. So, and remember, you pick off berries and walnuts off the tree. They're still raw, but they're not living, live, still growing foods. That's what sprouts are, and there's no finer food for your body for healing and vitality than literally homegrown sprouts. And if you don't, I mean, they're easy to grow, but if you don't want to grow them, look for them in your local supermarket or health food store. And here's a little tip if you buy them there. I always choose the ones in the very back because, you know, they put the freshest delivery in the farther back on the shelf. So choose those before pulling sprouts out right from the front.
Well, we're down to about a minute and a half, and I want to say that we're talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She's been discussing kitchen gardening, rejuvenate with homegrown sprouts. And this is something I think that it would be a fun project for parents to do with their kids, to have a kitchen garden in the house and to be able to get the great vitamin content. And, you know, that's going to promote healthier outcomes. Is there anything that we've missed that you want to add before we close out,
Susan? Well, I can say I've gone to a few kids helping them share and tell, you know, in their elementary schools, showing everyone how to grow sprouts. Kids love to participate. But remember, if you want to lose weight, make your skin look better, have more energy, help to decrease any depression, make your digestion better, to heal or prevent constipation, look younger, make sprouts the cornerstone of your diet. You don't have to eat cups every day, but a good quarter cup of some kind of sprout add into your diet. And if your supermarket doesn't have them, go to the produce manager and ask them to get in some fresh sprouts because they want to please you.
Right. That's right. And we are out of time. It has been, as always, it's been a wonderful time with Dr. Susan. And thank you so much for joining us on Here's to Your Health.
Thank you. So happy sprouting, everybody.
Yes, happy sprouting. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week, everyone. This is Dr. Carla with Here's to Your Health.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.